Gym class for a Wednesday here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Thank you for joining us here this midweek edition. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today. Lots to get to. We are jam-packed today. Going to try to get in John Morris, play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears. Chris Liss of rotowire.com. His appearance brought to you by Imon Communications, Bowling Night in America preview, and a whole lot more. We, as always, here on the Gym Class, presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, northeast in Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and handcrafted beer in Cedar Rapids for over 20 years. Third Base Brewery originals are always on tap, like the popular Flying Aces Pale Ale. Stop on by Third Base at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, northeast in Cedar Rapids. We don't have bands to talk about, Mark, but maybe, as our poll question states, maybe we're missing band talk today after what occurred last night. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, we'll get to the poll question, the Emo's Hideaway poll question here shortly. But residue from the Iowa State football game, what, now 11 days ago?
Yes.
More residue, not involving Gary Barta, Jamie Pollard, and the Iowa Marching Band. This involved Carson King, the guy who went viral with the sign on College Game Day, the morning of the game, and proceeded to raise over $1 million for the Children's Hospital in Iowa City.
And growing.
And growing.
And growing.
Well, here's what happened. The Des Moines Register decided to do a profile on Carson King and assigned reporter Aaron Calvin to the story. And as is Des Moines Register policy, as is the policy of other newspapers, when you do a profile like this, you must conduct a background check. And Calvin did that on King. And in the process of checking all the whatever came up on the background, a couple tweets from when King was 16 years old popped up. Those were essentially racist jokes that King, sitting around with his buddies when he was 16, watching a show on Comedy Central.
Tosh.0.
Never heard of it. Doesn't matter.
I don't watch it.
But at the time, King decided to tweet about it. So Calvin, the reporter, whenever he interviewed King for the profile, brought this up. This being King's tweets from 8 years ago.
When he was 16 years old, he's now 24.
Right. And I don't know what Calvin's questions were, whether they were like, Carson, do you still feel this way? Or do you remember saying this? Regardless. Well, King last night decided to hold a news conference, try to get out ahead of this, when he remembered, thanks to the Des Moines Register reporter, when he remembered that he had tweeted this 8 years ago and apologized and said Bush Light would no longer be affiliated with him, although it still would contribute money to the Children's Hospital.
Still is going to go through with its commitment.
King introduced what now is, Twitter is a flutter with this story. It was King who first brought it to light. Yes, because the Des Moines Register reporter asked him the question, but the Register had not even published the story yet. It did not publish the story online until 9:30 last night, well after King's news conference. And now, Calvin, the Des Moines Register reporter, has been found to have tweeted between 2010 and 2013 racist and sexual comments on his Twitter feed.
Which, by the way, disappeared.
He scrubbed it last night and issued an apology. And the Des Moines Register executive editor, Carol Hunter, issued a statement and said, including this information on Carson King and his tweets, It was heavily debated, quote unquote. And after much debate, you can read it at the DesMoinesRegister.com, the story of the profile on King, but decided to include King's past tweets at the end of the story.
And that's where the debate ground is hot and heavy here today. And I think 99.6% of the listening audience, 99.6% of the state of Iowa, we found common ground for Hawkeye and Cyclone fans, ladies and gentlemen. Took a while, but we found it, that the Register wronged Carson King.
Did it, though?
Well, that's the question to ask. I'll say this, and I've gone back and forth on this many times. I was very disappointed last night, even more disappointed than I was when I was done with the show yesterday after talking about the ban for the second or third day or whatever the heck it was. The question is, does it belong in this story of goodwill and a good gesture done by Carson King? That is the debate. Then there's also a debate that a tentacle coming out of that, if you are the writer and you know that you have done the very same thing, then, you know, those of us who live in glass houses. Then there's the journalistic part of it that, okay, this is what we do. This is no different than if it was a political story, if it was story on X or whatever the case may be. You take a look at what their background.
This is the world in which we live. We live in Twitter and Facebook now. And when are people going to realize that whatever they post on either platform is there?
Forever.
To research. I mean,
I wrote down this simple phrase, Mark. Sounds like a Christmas song, doesn't it? This is a symptom of 2019.
Absolutely. I will put this out there. What if the Register editors had decided to not include the information? And then a few days later, some enterprising person went through Carson King's Twitter feed and found it.
Because you know there's going to be somebody out there that's going to do it.
And then said, hey, Des Moines Register, did you know about this?
Did you do your due diligence? Or if you are, I'll put you in the editor's chair again. If you are the editor...
It's been a few years.
I know that. I know that. And if you are the editor of the Register or whatever newspaper out there, and you know that this is standard operating procedure, you go through the background check. He claims he did, but he didn't. Didn't include it in the story, and then somebody does bring it forward. What do you do as an editor to said reporter who's supposed to do this work in the background? That's another tentacle coming out of this.
As far as I'm concerned, the reporter did his job. He operated under Des Moines Register policy, and that is to do a background check, however extensive. And he found this information. And why not ask Carson King about it? Again, I don't know what he asked him, but do you still feel the same way when you made these racially charged tweets when you were 16? And the Register, as far as I know, or Calvin, didn't go to Twitter or Facebook and post their findings. It was King that decided to hold a news conference after learning about it from a Des Moines Register reporter. And then the story was published online. Now, as an editor, I don't know how many times I was in a position to make a call whether to include something in a story or not.
Boy, you bet you're happy you didn't have the internet back when you were the editor of the sports section.
I am and I'm not. I am and I'm not, really. But it all came down to whether a fact or a quote was germane to the story. In my opinion, I don't know that Carson King's past tweets were germane to a profile story.
I would agree with that. And that's where I kind of come down on it.
But again, You bury it, and somebody finds out later and says, hey, Des Moines Register, were you aware of this? Either they're going to say, no, we weren't, or, yeah, we were, and we made a decision not to include it.
319-366-1600, Hertine & Stocker Jeweler text line available to you. Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. Hi, Kyle. You did your sports view on this today.
I did.
You had your Stephen A. Smith impression going.
I'm a little irritated by the situation, but I guess the whole idea of if you find these tweets and you don't publish it, then doesn't nothing happen? I mean, how does that actually come back to hurt the Register? If somebody does find it doing their own enterprising story or whatever, and then they do, for whatever reason, randomly say, Des Moines Register, did you know about this? What's wrong with the Des Moines Register saying, yeah, we did see that, and it had no place in our story. It had nothing to do with what we were talking about. And then, I mean, that also would bring up, you know, why did the Des Moines Register do it in the first place? Why is a second entity going back and looking at this guy's tweets from that long ago? Because my whole thing with this is that Carson King, you know, I mean this. I actually don't mean this as an insult. Carson King is a nobody. You know, he held up a sign, and he is the face. He's the name who started raising all these funds. He did this. But Carson King as a person actually has no impact on the cause, what is actually happening. And so I'm just, you know, what was the good in going back and trying to find tweets like this?
Okay, number one, it's company policy for the Des Moines Register to do a background check. Let me ask you this. If in the process of doing the check, it would have turned up that Carson King had committed the felony 8 years ago, that might have changed things as well, right?
I mean, I'm going to be serious. Would it? He's raising million. He's raising.
Would
over
you have
a
included it in a profile story?
I mean, if he was a convicted felon, then maybe it would come up. But you know, I still don't think that takes away from raising over $1 million for kids.
Well, it doesn't. It doesn't.
And so that's where I kind of fall back on. He's not a convicted felon. He tweeted. He had a couple tweets related to a Tosh.0 segment. And so why include that? You know,
did you see the tweets?
I haven't been able to find the tweets myself.
I'll share them with you.
I'm familiar with what the content was.
I'm not going to share on the air, but I'll share them with you.
I know what they were about.
Let me say this, and we're getting...
I don't want to argue with you, Kyle.
No.
I respect you a great deal.
Yeah, no, we're good. Yeah.
We're getting all these tweets here coming in on the text line. Our purpose was to show every side of the story. We are not siding with the Register. We are not evil people. Bill, don't turn the station because... You know, oh my gosh, we're condoning what the Register did. As journalists, and we are journalists, even though we're on the radio, and media members, you have to give every side of the story. That's what you have to do in this situation.
You're going to present all the good that Carson King has done, and he's done a great...
And he has. Great, we're not saying he hasn't.
He's done a great thing. It's a great story.
And again,
you're going to present all sides. I mean,
99.6% of the people out there say that he had dirt thrown on him. And I would tend to agree on this piece. I think that I probably would have overlooked it. But it's 2019. And like you said, somebody was going to find it more than likely. 319-366-1600. You can keep on texting us. We do appreciate that. Trying to find some of the better ones here.
Oh, they're all good.
And again, 0601, you guys taking the side of the Des Moines Register is the wrong side to be on.
I'm not taking
sides.
We
are not taking a side of the Des Moines Register.
I'm trying to give a perspective of... Having been in the newspaper business for more than 2 decades and making similar decisions in the past, you know, trying to present all angles. And I just said, if I had been in that position, I probably would not have included it in a profile story, given the fact it was done 8 years ago when the kid was 16.
Correct.
But again, it was King who decided to hold the news conference, not the Des Moines Register, or not the Des Moines Register on Twitter or Facebook, putting that his tweets out ahead of the profile story. So, again, I don't think I would have included the information. It's a hypothetical because I'm not in that editorial circle at the Register. However, I was at the Gazette. And I can tell you, a lot of those decisions are not easy.
Right. They aren't. 1424, are you familiar with the good he has done? Talk about those Facebook posts. Yes, we know all about it, and it's great. And he's going to be in an Ottumwa parade. He's going to be at the Iowa game on Saturday, and he's going to get a standing ovation, and he's going to present a check someday for millions of dollars to the Stead Family Children's Hospital, and that's fantastic. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. Anheuser-Busch is helping out. Love that as well.
99.47 on the text line. The classy thing for the Register to do would have been to tell Carson what they found, tell him they plan to publish nothing, and tell him he should delete his tweets. Is that the Register's reporter's responsibility?
Mm-hmm. 7184, yes, the Register should do a background check of their employees. I will say this as well about the Register. And we've had their reporters on. Todd and Alex have had their reporters on. Guys like Mark Emmert and Chad Lystico and Rick Brown in the day and other people like that. Randy Peterson. Good people. And good reporters. I mean, don't lasso them in with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Just one person that you think wronged at this particular time. 319-366-1600.
Speaking of a good reporter.
Joel and Muscatine joining us here on the...
How you doing?
Hey, Joel.
Joel, I can't wait to play a football game somewhere, sometime again. Not me, see one.
Yeah, they're still putting the helmet on again for, I don't think, either one of us three. But as you guys know, I mean, I was the publisher and editor of a newspaper for 2.5 years. And circulation of 21,000 mailboxes is a direct mail newspaper. And during that course, we had a significant municipal situation in Muscatine where our city council tried to fire the mayor. It's not an easy story to cover. And many people wanted us to go into the details of the mayor's history, which 10 years prior to being elected mayor, she had 2 DUIs and another charge against her from illegally disposing of a deer carcass while hunting.
Mm.
Those things were immaterial to the story that was the questions of the mayor being...
You there, Joel? I think we lost Joel.
Yeah, give us a call back, Joel.
319-366-1600. Joel knows the number. 319-366-1600. It's about 3,000 to none on the text line. So, and again, to reiterate, I'm not taking the side of the Register. You're not taking the side of the Register. Kyle's not taking the side of the Register. We just laid out all the tentacles of this particular situation.
Of which there are many.
Of which there are a ton.
KGYMradio.com, you can weigh in on this with our Emo's Hideaway poll question. It goes like this. Did the Des Moines Register handle its profile of Carson King appropriately? It's not only yes or no, but also, I missed the Barta Pollard debate. Thanks to Emo's First Avenue Southeast.
We threw that in as a little levity today in the last 2 days or so.
Emo's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
And again, we have found common ground for all Cyclone and Hawkeye fans out there. All right, Joel's back. Let's see if we got a better sell here with us.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's fine.
So what it all boiled down to was it didn't run the story, or the crime, because it had nothing to do with the story. And my owner of my paper had an agenda against the mayor, and he fought me tooth and nail on it, and he threatened to fire me over not putting it in the story. But at the end of the day, that was the right thing to do. Now, I don't sit in the register's shoes. I'm not saying that what they did was wrong. I'm just saying that was another newspaper person's perspective on how to handle, you know, things 8 to 10 years in the past that at the end of the day didn't add or really add anything to the story other than the opportunity to detract from what the profile or what the actual details of the story were about. So that's why our newspaper chose not to run those sorts of character type things. Now, if it was a profile about her as a candidate for the position as an elected official, then we would have included her previous criminal charges that she had pled guilty to or been convicted of. However, in that particular line of the story, it just didn't matter. And so the Register may have handled things a little bit differently after seeing how people have reacted to it. But in my opinion, as someone who sat in that seat, not as long as you had Mark or Scott, I wouldn't have included that in the story. Just my professional opinion.
That's an interesting story, and you draw a comparison, Joel, that I think is very important in terms of a news story versus a profile of a candidate running for office. We all know that background checks are done on those people locally and nationally. I'm not saying that should have been done with Carson King, but in your situation, which you described, those were kind of two different things, and you weigh the facts differently.
Yeah, that was really our approach, and we knew our ultimate goal was everything we were publishing about that story because of the sensitivity of it. We just didn't want it to be positioned where people could accuse us of having a bias or an agenda, and that was ultimately why we didn't include those details in the story.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Joel. Thanks. 319-366-1600.
2647 on the text line. Problem is there shouldn't be a quote-unquote all sides to this. It was a gross overreach and should be treated as such.
7295 said, give Joel a ding. Ding. I don't have a ding.
I mean, if you're upset with the story, you upset with the Register reporter, the Register editor, the fact that a background check was done per company policy. What bugs you the most about it?
I don't know. What bugs me the most is after all this hatred of back and forth between Iowa and Iowa State, we had common ground to stand on, and the common ground was taken away from us. Myself, I would not have put that in there. I would not have included it in there.
Why?
Because I don't think, like you said, I don't think it was germane to the story.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a great story standing on its own. And that's what I would have gone with. That's what I would have gone with out there. What do you think, Kyle?
I think the thing that bothers me most is the idea that a routine background check goes back so far and, you know, apparently along the way they didn't find any good tweets that they wanted to share, even though it was a profile about mostly how great Carson King is. But the idea that a routine background check goes back 8 years bothers me, and diving a little bit further into that, I think that there was a clear intent here. It feels to me like, I don't know if it was Aaron Calvin's decision or his editors, but it feels to me like somebody somewhere decided we're going to go find dirt on this kid, and I just don't see any good reason for that. That's what bothers me.
It never crossed my mind.
6618 says it is completely irrelevant to what he was trying to do. Here's the bottom line, America. And one of the folks that follows Iowa State tweeted this out a little bit earlier on. Was it wrong of the Register to run this? Probably yes. But keep in mind, anything you do at any age, especially to youngsters out there listening, listen to me, I feel like I'm an old man now. Anything you do or tweet or write down or say or what have you has a chance to come back to bite you in the butt.
And often will.
And often will. And don't do it. Think before you hit the send button. My public service announcement of the day.
I really appreciate and respect all the opinions on this, Twitter, phone, and otherwise. How many of you have been in a newsroom and in the situation of that editor? I mean, it's pretty easy for a lot of us to say we would have done this, that, or the other thing. Just my opinion.
3:27, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and have more of the gym class for this Wednesday. Coming your way after this here on KGYM.
2019 is going quickly. Make sure the outside of your home is well-dressed for the upcoming holiday season. A new front door from Therma-Tru makes a statement and creates a stunning entrance to your home. New siding from LP SmartSide immediately updates your curb appeal. And a new outdoor entertainment space with high-quality composite decking from TimberTech is a welcome addition. Alexander Lumber is your local resource for building materials. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Kids, get your shoes on. We're leaving for school. Do you have your homework?
Yes!
Do you have your lunch?
Yes.
Do you have your backpack?
Yes!
Life is hectic. Keep it rolling smoothly with the back-to-school maintenance special from Linder Tire. Oil change, tire and battery checks, plus more for under $35.
Have a great day, kids.
Uh-oh, Mom, I forgot my lunch.
Oh.
Linder Tire. We keep life rolling smoothly, even with a few bumps in the road.
Get ready, Marion. This is the gym's Scott Unash. The Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour is coming to you live Friday at 3. Whirlpool Careers, Iowa National Guard, and area businesses will be there, too.
Cooler weather's around the corner, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. It could be something serious or maybe something simple. So knowing the likely issue can save you a lot of time and money down the road. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. To learn more, visit us online at AutoZone.com. Restrictions and details apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
More talk about the article and the tweets and whatnot coming up. We'll try to hit it and return and circle back before 4 o'clock if we can. We've got Chris Liss at RotoWire.com going to join us as well coming up here in just a little bit. But we wanted to talk to about actual on-the-field, honest-to-goodness football. And no better person to do that with than our friend John Morris, play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears, who joins us here as Iowa State and Baylor will start the Big 12 season coming up on Saturday. You don't know how refreshing it is, John, to talk just a little bit about actual football over the last 3 days.
You know, I don't know how you guys have time for me. I appreciate it. I won't take much time, but you got a lot of things going on up there, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Are you bringing the band, John?
Yeah. Well,
bring the band. Let's don't go there. Okay.
Okay.
Well, John, Baylor coming off the game against Rice, and probably not the margin a lot of people thought it was going to be. I guess your thoughts about that, and looking ahead to Big 12 play.
Yeah, not what we expected either, really. I mean, Rice had played Texas the week before, and Texas waxed them pretty good, 48-13. And not that, you know, not that that means Baylor's going to do the same thing. But in the game, Baylor led 21-3 at halftime and didn't score in the second half. So the final was 21-13, and it was closer than a lot of people thought it might be. But, you know, trying to look at the sunny side up, you know, and look at the good out of that, Baylor was pushed for the first time this year. They had blowout wins in their first two games of the year, and this one went, you know, the full four quarters, and Charlie Brewer had to play every snap at quarterback, and so maybe that was good, you know, to get a test and be pushed, but still come home with a road victory. So not all bad. It wasn't what a lot of people expected, but hey, Baylor's still 3-0 at the end of the night.
You mentioned Charlie Brewer. He got thrust into action as a freshman. How has he progressed the last couple of years?
Really good. You know, he's just light years ahead of where he was when he first started. And he was a pretty, you know, he was pretty sharp freshman when he stepped on the field 2 years ago. But he is really self-motivated, self-driven, wants to be the best, you know, he wants to be the best quarterback in this country. And so he works really hard at it, works on the areas of the game where he feels like that he's deficient or where the coaches say, you need to work on this. He's a real leader, you know, with this team. So he's a junior, and he's the unquestioned leader of the offense. So he's improved just leaps and bounds over the last couple of years. And I'm glad we've got him, you know. And I think we've got two really good quarterbacks going against each other this Saturday.
Yeah, Brock Purdy coming off a record-breaking performance for Iowa State against Louisiana Monroe. Everyone knows about this Baylor offense. It's been lighting things up once again. Until the second half against Rice, but Denzel Mims, all kinds of receivers, running backs, a lot of running backs this year. Just not one guy to concentrate on for this Baylor offense. And what does it look like here in 2019?
Yeah, it's you know, it's kind of a three-headed monster at running back. There's three guys who share the carries, so for the most part, there's not going to be anybody. You know, unless somebody gets a hot hand and they stay in there, over the course of the year, I think that's all going to balance out because all three of these guys are really good. Michael Hasty and Tristan Ebner and John Lovett, all three of them are really good at tailback. Then there's some other guys just, you know, just hoping they get a couple of carries a game that are really good behind them also. And then the receivers you mentioned, it's a really deep group, a really talented group, Denzel Mims. Maybe the name that most of your listeners will recognize. He was over 1,000 yards 2 years ago. He had over 100 yards last Saturday in the win over Rice. But it's not just him. It's Mims. It's Chris Platt. It's Tyquan Thornton. It's Josh Fleeks, guys who have speed to burn, and you know, and several others. So it's a really deep group. Baylor's got a lot of playmakers. You know, a lot of guys who can be really, really good on that offensive side.
John, Scott and I have talked a few times about how important this two-week stretch is for Iowa State at Baylor and then home against TCU. How does Baylor feel about this game in terms of getting off on the right foot in the Big 12?
Well, I think it's huge, and I think everybody here thinks it's huge also. To me, this is a real swing game for the whole season. You know, you're finished with non-conference. Baylor's 3-1, Iowa State's 2-1, and here you go starting conference. And if you're 1-0, you know, from Iowa State's perspective, if you get a road win over Baylor and you're 1-0 in conference, that's a big win. And same way for Baylor. You know, if Baylor can beat Iowa State, you know, picked as high as they are in the preseason in the Big 12. You know, if you can start conference with a win over Iowa State, that's a huge win. So I really think this is a swing game, an early season swing game, kind of to determine, you know, which direction you're going for the rest of the Big 12 schedule.
Yeah, especially I think for in Baylor's instance, because you had the road next week to go up to Manhattan to take on a Kansas State team that's probably been the biggest surprise in the Big 12 early.
Unbelievable. You know, in the top 25 and playing really well, and I don't know that any of us would have expected that with the coaching change, you know, and to give them credit, that win over Mississippi State was just huge for Kansas State. So, yeah, you know, our guys and our coaches would tell you they're not looking at Kansas State one bit. They got their hands full with Iowa State this Saturday.
Are you surprised Matt Rhule has turned this thing around so quickly?
Not so much surprised, but just really, really impressed. You know, he came in, and 2 years ago we were 1-11, and we were every bit 1-11. But from there, they even with that, before that, and after a 1-11, he recruited really well, and he kept talking about the process. You know? And he just put the plan in place and worked it every day. Recruited really well. A lot of guys played as true freshmen when they shouldn't have. And now those guys are juniors, and, man, they've got a lot of experience, and they're really good. And from 1-11 to 7-6 in a bowl victory last year, and hoping to continue that trend upward. So just been really impressive to watch him work and watch this staff work and see how they turn things around really in a very short amount of time.
A couple more minutes here with John Morris, the voice of Baylor football here on the Jim Class on KGYM. One of those turnarounds is the defense. Baylor, right now, top 10 overall defensively in the country. And good against, really good against the pass. How's that defense improved this year?
You know, they made a scheme change, and it would look a lot like what you see with Iowa State. It's basically a 3-3-5 defense. They had run it some last year in some games, but this year gone strictly with a three-man front, and they can switch to a four-man front if they need to, but it's primarily a three-man front. And that was aimed to get, you know, another defensive back on the field all the time and cut down on big plays. The thing that really hurt Baylor last year and the last 2 years was getting just gouged by big plays. So they hope having better athletes on the field and maybe some more speed in that secondary that they can cut down on opponents' big plays. And so far it's worked really well. The three down linemen have been really good. We've got a good group of linebackers. And in the secondary, you know, there's plenty to get five out there and then plenty of quality subs behind them as well. So the defense so far has been really good, and that's what they hoped in making this switch. Gave up 242 yards in the win over Rice last week, 68 rushing. So, you know, it's been really good, but it'll be severely tested against Brock Purdy and Iowa State this week.
Before we let you go, I just want to get your honest opinion. Is there any residue, any bad blood left over from last year's game between Iowa State and Baylor, in your opinion, and being around the Bears?
Sure. No, I don't think so. You know, I haven't felt any of that from the players or from the coaches. And Coach Rule's been asked that more than once this week. And he says, you know, his answer is probably right. If you're focused on that, if you're worried about that, then you're not going to be ready to play this game this week. So I would take my cue from that he's not using it as motivation or anything. He is more focused on the task at hand in this game. So I don't think so from last year. You know, that was just, you know, those were two good teams, you know, fighting it out late in the season. And, you know, a couple of things got out of hand late in that game. But I really don't feel like from this side that there is any hangover from that.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right on that. And everybody's keeps their heads on, especially after this week. We don't need anything else going on. Should be fun. John, I had this one circled when the schedule came out. I think the biggest game of the year maybe for Iowa State, and I think it's going to be equally as big for Baylor. But sure going to enjoy it on Saturday, and have a great call. And thanks, as always, for joining us. We do appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. Thanks very much. Looking forward to the game Saturday. Talk to you guys again soon.
All right. John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears, joining us. Didn't give a sick'em.
No.
That's his thing, man. 3:40. We're going to take a break. Come back. Chris List of RotoWire.com will join us. We already have tweets coming in, texts coming in, I should say, on the Hurtina Stocker Jeweler text line. For Chris, his appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. So stay with us. More to come after this. Gym Class for Wednesday on KGYM.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck to a backhoe without wasting any time at all. So you can haul gravel, till soil, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. Nothing runs like a deer. Run with us. Get your new John Deere at City Tractor in North Liberty or find them online at citytractor.com.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
It's happening, Wherever plays are being made, tickets are being sold, and fans are lining up, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner to help step up their game. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
Cooler weather's around the corner, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. It could be something serious or maybe something simple. So knowing the likely issue can save you a lot of time and money down the road. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. To learn more, visit us online at AutoZone.com. Restrictions and details apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Back with you on the gym class at 3:43 here on KGYM on this Wednesday. And a little reminder, a couple things, a programming note. We have Twins baseball, the Twins and the Tigers tonight. Can the Twins clinch? Twins won last night, correct?
Magic number is two.
Two, because Cleveland also won. No thanks to the Chicago White Sox, not helping you out. So perhaps the Twins clinch it tonight. We shall see. As they
Champagne
take on the Tigers.
On
it is on ice, no doubt about that. We'll try to help you tonight. Try to give you a little helping hand.
Okay.
Not 11 to nothing. How things went last night. With the rain that is forecast to come in on Friday night, West Branch has decided to move up their football game against Bellevue. So our South Gym game will now be played tomorrow night, on Thursday night, hour earlier at 6 o'clock, so we'll join Miles and Gary at about 5:50-ish or so on 106.3 FM coming up on Thursday night. I think Mount Vernon has also moved their game to Thursday night as well. There are a couple others. Please check with your local school, but there are a few of them that are starting to be moved.
The KGYM tailgate tour will remain on Friday, though, yes, at West Branch.
Yes, for the West Branch folks out there, that will remain on Friday. Chris List of RotoWire.com joining us right now. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. Chris is a Wednesday staple of the gym class here on KGYM. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well. I was just thinking, when did I start doing your show? Was it like 2002 or something like that?
That was before my time. Before my time, Chris.
Oh yeah, it's been a long time.
It's insane. It's really insane. I'm still
getting the second best score in our league and getting beat by the person with the highest score.
That's unfortunate. You're bad fantasy football karma, Scott.
I do, but that's the way it goes. Hey, we got a lot of texts coming in, so let's get right to them here. 7966, and he is in a need to in a non-PPR league. DJ Moore, Godwin, or Didi?
Or who? Who's the last guy?
I believe Didi Westbrook.
Okay, Didi, yeah, I would go Moore and Godwin for sure, but just check that Godwin's a little banged up. I think he had a hip injury, so just check on his status.
8258, Chris, I'm going to name five players, and this person needs to pick two in a non-PPR. Josh Gordon, Alshon Jeffrey, Terrell Williams, DeMarcus Robinson, Nelson Aguilar.
Jeffrey and Gordon.
Okay.
Pretty simple. 1288 asks, half point PPR, need a flex. Adrian Peterson, Philip Lindsay, Marquise Brown, or Allen Robinson? Thank you.
I would probably go, I guess I'm going to say Lindsay.
All right. 319-366-1600. Keep those texts coming in as we talk to Chrysalis of RotoWire.com. Anything jump out at you from Sunday? Any person, any performance, anybody that underachieved?
I'm glad you asked. Daniel Jones.
Are you a happy Giants fan?
Oh, I mean, I'm upset that Barkley's out for so long. I can't believe he's out for so long with just an ankle sprain. I mean, it's ridiculous. But, I mean, I feel like I've been freed from a prison. You know, it's been 6 years that it was hopeless that we had this horrible, horrible quarterback. And you see that Shermer's system is good. and some of the weapons, even without Beckham, are still good once you have just a competent quarterback. And I didn't realize how mobile. I knew Daniel Jones was a little mobile. I didn't realize how mobile he was. And it's exciting. I mean, it kind of blew me away how good he was in his first start. So that was a very positive thing. I had Philip Lindsay on the bench. He kind of exploded. And it looks like, you know, one thing that people underrate sometimes is the offensive line coaches are important. New England's got a great one. And Denver's got Mike Munchak, who was the Steelers' offensive line coach all these years. So look out for the Broncos to run the ball a little bit better between Lindsay and Freeman.
97-61. Will John Ross continue to be a legitimate fantasy asset after A.J. Green returns?
I think he'll be like DeSean Jackson, you know, boom or bust. He'll get like a couple of big plays, but you won't be able to count on him.
87-34. I have Austin Eckler in my PPR league. Do I keep him or try to trade him? And if I trade, what kind of value should I be looking to get for him?
Well, you know, Gordon is probably coming back in the next couple of weeks, so I'm sure your people you're trading Eckler to also have the internet. No, something's up. So hang on to him. You know, if he starts this week, I think with a lot of Dolphins, and then you know they'll still have some value with Gordon back, but his value is definitely going down. And I don't think that I think people are aware that Gordon's coming back.
97-61, after seeing Darrell Williams steal the show Sunday, do I need to stop stashing Darwin Thompson?
That's a good question. It depends on deep benches. In a deep bench, I would stash him because you know, the sky's the limit in the Chiefs offense. You need to start. You got to have George Kittle on bye, and you got to pick up a tight end. You got to drop him. You can't hold on to speculative guys too long when you need starters.
37-56 needs a flex in a PPR, Chris. Ridley, Samuel, Barber, or Justin Jackson?
Justin Jackson's kind of appealing against the Dolphins, but I will say Ridley. Ridley or Samuel. Toss a coin in that one.
8083, as we talked to Chris Liss of rotowire.com, he needs a flex in a PPR league, Josh Gordon or Brandon Cooks?
I will go... That's a tough one. If Edelman's out, Gordon's going to get targets. I'm going to say Gordon's going to get some good coverage, though. I think Cooks is a little safer. I'll say Cooks, but Gordon has more ceiling.
94-89 is in a 2QB league with 4 points for a touchdown. Minshew or Cousins?
They're both in bad spots. I guess Cousins, but, you know, if you go with your gut, but I guess Cousins.
82-58 in a PPR. He needs a flex. James White is his RB2, but he needs to choose between Rex Burkhead or Carlos Hyde.
It's very ugly. I mean, Burkhead's getting more work because Sony Michel's not playing that well, and he lost his fullback, but I think I'm going to say Hyde. I think I'm going to say Hyde.
On the text line, Matt, the Michigan fan who's not very happy these days, asks, you absolutely cut Antonio Brown, correct?
I mean, it depends. Most likely, but probably he's done. But, you know, if I had like a dead bench spot, you know, I had to drop, James Washington was no good on Pittsburgh. I dropped him and ended up picking up Hunter Henry, who's injured for a couple more weeks. But, it's one of those kind of pickups. You pick them up just ready to drop them for anything that's useful. But, yeah, pretty much you can drop them.
Matt wants to know if there's any news on Melvin Gordon, too.
Yeah, he's going to camp, right?
Yeah, he could come back this week. He's not going to play this week, but he could come back in this week or next week. And he'll probably play either week 5 or 6. So that is probably going to happen.
John on the text line. He needs to pick up a quarterback to replace Cam. I think I know your answer. Daniel Jones, Kyle Allen. Yep. Daniel Jones, well, John.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Allen looked good, too. I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world. But I like Daniel Jones. I'm a little bit partial, but I like it. I like Daniel Jones.
85-93, should I start Mike Evans this week against the Rams, or do I start McLaurin?
You always start Mike Evans.
McLaurin against the Giants. Yeah, he'd probably start Evans, and you saw what he did last week. But McLaurin is killing it, and the Giants are terrible on defense. I mean, you know, Scott Unis could probably get 60 yards on a touchdown against the Giants. So, man, I'd have to go Evans, but it's close.
Yeah, I got Evans and Hooper last week, and yeah, that was fun. 97-61, who should I prioritize having on my roster long-term? McLaurin, John Ross, Christian Kirk, or DJ Chark?
I like all those guys, especially, but I'd go McLaurin first, and then probably Kirk, and then probably Chark, and last Ross.
31-46 is in a standard league, Chris. Keenan Allen and Mike Williams at Miami, or Keenan Allen and Allen Robinson?
I'd probably go Mike Williams over Robinson, given the matchups.
Should he also hold on to Kenyon Drake?
It depends what's out there. I have Kenyon Drake in the league. I mean, the Dolphins, are they going to go in 16? Probably not. You get plus 200 in Vegas, so they're considered likely to win a game. And you know, by week 5 or 6, maybe they're just a bad team, but they can score points. I would hold on to Drake unless he has something really good on the waiver wire.
27-12, I can answer the question. Is Shady McCoy worth having on my fantasy bench? Yes.
Yes.
Thank you,
Mark,
on that.
Mark Duke could be worth having on your fantasy bench.
He's very shifty.
My 40 time has gone up a little bit.
Yeah.
He's got shifty moves.
Doesn't matter. You're not much older than McCoy.
I think we got one more coming in here on the phone line here.
Okay.
We will get to that as soon as Kyle gets him ready to go. And our friend John, and friend of the station, John in Columbus Junction, set to join us right now. John, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today, fellas?
Doing good, great. John. You're on with Chris. Go ahead.
Hey, Chris, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call. Standard League, Joe Flacco or Baker touchdown maker Mayfield?
You got to go with Baker over Joe Flacco. I mean, Flacco has a pretty bad matchup, although Ramsey's out, which is good. But you can't go with Flacco. Go with Baker.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it out there. Chris, let everybody know how they can get more information, injuries, everything. You guys have it at rotowire.com.
That's right. So all your questions can be answered. They're all ranked by position. You see who to start, who to sit, and, of course, all the injuries, all the latest news up to game time. rotowire.com/trial is a free 10-day trial. You do not need a credit card. You get total access to everything. And after 10 days, you decide whether you want to subscribe in earnest. One more time, rotowire.com/trial.
All right, Chris. Good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chris. You too.
Chris Liss of rotowire.com. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports here on KGYM. We'll take a break, come back, get you ready to go for Bowling Night in America coming up tonight, and then also try to hand it off as far as the big story of the day to Todd and Alex are coming up next. More on Gym Class after this.
Will Kane here. If you're like me, you have a mortgage and a family who depends on your income, then you need to protect the ones you love with life insurance. Life insurance can help pay off a mortgage or send the kids to college. It's peace of mind. Think you can't afford it? Chances are SelectQuote can help you get it for less than a dollar a day. SelectQuote comparison shops up to 10 highly rated companies, including Prudential, Banner Life, Mutual of Omaha, and others, to find you the company with the best rates. For example, SelectQuote could find a 35-year-old man a $500,000 policy for under $21 a month. That's less than a dollar a day. A cup of coffee a day costs more than that. Start protecting your family today. Call SelectQuote at 1-800-417-5440. That's 1-800-417-5440. Or go to SelectQuote.com/will. That's SelectQuote.com/WILL. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
How good are PXG clubs? Golf writers describe them as absolutely remarkable and the best golf clubs out there. Our customers call them insanely good and say they live up to the hype. So what are you waiting for? Step up your game and enjoy golf more than ever. Call 844-PLAY-PXG, 844-PLAY-PXG, or visit pxg.com to book your custom fitting. PXG. Nobody makes golf clubs the way we do. Period.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league,
but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. Back with you at 3:57 to wrap things up. Give you a Bowling Night in America preview. And this preview brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the exclusive home of Bowling Night in America. And that first ball, and more importantly, that first beverage is never going to taste better than it is tonight. You're not there tonight.
Well, text me and tell me how it goes. Week 5 of action in the Mature Evergreen League. Tonight we face Diamond Edge.
They're, I believe, on top of the league.
Yeah, that's Marcus Mitz and
fellow Chief fan.
Annually the high bowler in the league. So maybe we'll get some pins tonight and rack up some points. You never know.
All I know is we're on the left lane. We don't have to convene the intelligence committee tonight.
Nope.
We can put our lineup up and they got to worry about it.
This point system's still up for debate, isn't it?
Yes, very much so.
But we'll give it a shot tonight, see if we can have some success, and we'll report back to you tomorrow.
Yep. Whether you want to have some open bowling, glow bowling, or visit the pro shop, stop on by May City Bowl, Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, maycitybowlcr.com.
Birthday packages available as well. Give them a call, 362-0136.
More on Carson King, the Des Moines Register, all the fallout. Don't forget to go to the poll question at kgymradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Perspective from Cyclone Tim. This kid just wanted to put his sign on College game day. Is a funny thing. No way did he ever expect it to turn into this. It was a great feel-good story for the state. One of the few things that brought Cyclone and Hawkeye fans together. Shot to smithereens. Thanks to the Des Moines Register.
67-17, the last one we'll read today. And thanks for all your texts and comments. Appreciate it. Sorry we couldn't get to all of them. The Des Moines Register didn't write the tweets. They only reported on them. How about taking some responsibility for your actions? And I hereby declare tomorrow National Scrub Your Twitter Account Day.
Oh, man.
Of course, for those that tweet real often, that's going to take a while.
I just want to move on to some sports. Yeah. All right. We move on to Todd and Alex. They're up next on KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM.